At a time when the pandemic forced schools to close and massively disrupted the learning process of billions of children, an NGO, Nayi Disha, based out of Gurgaon, taught over 100 children.
Most of these children belong to parents who are the migrant laborers. And at a drop of a hat, they're with you for 2 months. And they go away to the village for 2 months. And when they come back, they're absolutely blank. Some of them don't even come back after we've spent about 3-4 years with them.
You're listening to the Quince Podcast.
My name is Anjali, and you are listening to News and Views. And today, I am in conversation with Seema Seth, the founder of Nayi Disha. After 25 years of working in the corporate world, Mrs. Seth founded the NGO to work with children from marginalized communities in Gurgaon and prepare them for formal education. So, Mrs. Seth, let's start with how did Nayi Disha come about?
I spent a lot of time doing voluntary work at the various government schools in Gurgaon. I would use an auto wala who would drive me to the government school and bring me back. And I was doing it pretty frequently. So one day he turned around and asked me, he says, "Ma'am, aap yahan pe padhane ke liye paise lete ho?" I said, "No." I said, I do it because I like to spend time with children and I like to teach them. So he says, "I live in a basti and that basti is full of children who keep running around all day and have had absolutely no education. So why don't you start teaching them there?" So I said, "Okay." I mean, it was just a casual conversation. I said, "Okay, you get me 2 rooms there and I will start a school." And lo and behold, he did get me 2 rooms in the basti. And in March 2014, to be precise, March 19th, 2014, we started Nayi Disha with 35 children, 2 rooms and 2 teachers. So this is called, it's in a basti called Harijan Colony in DLF Phase 5 in Gurgaon.
So to get a better understanding, can you tell us how do the classrooms at Nayi Disha function? What age are students usually admitted in? And what are the kind of subjects that they are taught?
We started the school with just about providing these children the basic education. And along with education, some good habits and stuff like that. Then in 2016, we realized that some of these children are ready to go to senior classes. We had only basic education like KG, nursery, KG and class 1. So we approached mainstream schools around us, which is like DPS Shiksha Kendra, Amitasha, which is Amity International School. And we started admitting children to these mainstream schools. And we started doing that pretty successfully. And to date, we have admitted almost about 200 children to various schools in Gurugram. Today, totally, we have about 170 children in both the schools.
Right. So, Mrs. Seth, when you're teaching these children informally, how do you instill that sense of seriousness towards education and classes?
You know, we give them uniforms. We give them uniforms because we want them to have an identity. We want them to associate coming to school with discipline, to say that I belong to a school called Nayi Disha and this is the uniform I wear. We give them these name cards and everything, you know, brightly painted, clean classrooms, nice benches. Because I don't want the children to ever think that, you know, they study in a school which they're not proud of.
And Mrs. Seth, with education in marginalized communities, the first step, I think, would be to convince these parents and explaining them the need for it. So how did you approach them and was there any hesitation from their side, especially, you know, given that most, if not all of these parents would be uneducated?
So they are basically drivers, they are guards, housemaids, vegetable sellers. So that's the background of the people that we work with. So we've been struggling with that a lot. In fact, we keep talking to the parents. So it's not about educating the students. It's also about educating the parents to say there's a future for them here. They feel their liability is over. You know, they've sent the daughter away or the son to the village. Now, whatever happens will happen in the village, and the village people, whether it's their parents or whoever, they are responsible. Because here they leave the homes at 7, they come back at 7 in the evening. What the children do during the day, they have no control over. It's a very good deal for most of the parents to say at least for 4.5 hours, they're sitting in a safe place. They're learning a lot.
Right. One of the other problems, I believe, that plague the education system is the incompetency of teachers. So how does Nayi Disha deal with this problem?
I was teaching class 5 and I realized class 5 students didn't even know ABCD. So, you know, you really felt that is sometimes education only a tick mark, because unless you really get into the depth, and that is why I make sure that we are following the NCERT syllabus. And I make sure that unless you know, you're thorough with one subject, you're not going to move on to the next topic. We have a teacher's trainer who comes to us once a week, who prepares the syllabus and also helps the teachers with their planners.
And the teachers are on a voluntary basis?
No, they all paid resources. I have 9 paid teachers.
So, Mrs. Seth, what are, say, some of the other hurdles that you have faced that you would like to tell us about?
Actually, no challenges. It's just that my biggest challenge is funding. But by the grace of God, I think God has been really kind, because I think it's more about the good fortune of these children that keeps me going, keeps the funding rolling in. You know, of course, there are hiccups. There are lots of times the corporates have problems, especially in the last 2 years with the pandemic.
Right. So coming back to the pandemic, I'm sure that it, you know, disrupted Nayi Disha's classes. So how did you manage to continue with your activities, if at all you did?
2020, no admissions happened. 2021, no admissions happened. But we continued to be with the children because we realized if we let them go, they will never come back to us. We did online classes for them. We did activities for them. We did a lot of vaccination camps for the parents. We distributed a lot of rations. And let me also tell you the good thing about the pandemic. We were doing online classes and activities for the children through their mobile phones. And since the parents were sitting at home and we were using the parents' phones for these activities, the parents learned a lot. You know, months of the year, days of the week, how many days in a year, which something is, I'm sure as parents, none of them knew.
And when the schools opened up again, then what kind of changes did you notice? Like, did children drop out? Was there any change in their behavior, in their learning patterns, in their learning ability?
We closed the pandemic with 100 children. And to our surprise, in February, we restarted the school with 100 children again. So that was something that probably qualifies to say that whatever we are doing has been appreciated by the community. Now, even these mainstream schools admit children, which is age appropriate. And what happened is since 2 years, they had no admissions. A lot of these children became overage. And you know, having school dropouts is something which is our biggest challenge, because after having spent time with the children and then having them drop out goes against our objective of providing and making a difference to the lives of these children. So in July last year, what we did is about 10 of these students who were overage, we enrolled them for class 10 exam through the National Institute of Open Schooling, which is NIOS. So when we, of course, got this exposure and this introduction to the National Institute of Open Schooling, we realized that we could actually introduce that in Nayi Disha also. 10 of the class 5 students have been registered to appear for the exams in NIOS in March next year.
Right. Generally speaking, for NGOs that work in this space, it is difficult to ensure that they are at par with those in formal schools. So many a times they have to struggle when they join these schools. So has it ever happened with students from Nayi Disha, and how do you deal with them?
Like now, this boy called Bappan Das, who joined us in class two. Then we gave him a scholarship and we admitted him to a school called Rao Ram Singh. He was like 15 years old and sitting with class six boys. So he was uncomfortable and the school was not really happy about doing that. So we withdrew him and he's the boy we admitted into the open schooling class 10 exam. Initially, as per the previous model, these children used to be with us for about a year and a half or 2 years, and then we would get them admitted to other schools. And there was no way that we could monitor and supervise and track their performance all through because they went to all very different schools.
Right.
So here we thought, here if we admit a child in class one and keep that child with us for the next 5, 6, 7, 8 years, so they are within our vision. And, you know, we are able to control and track their performance.
So I was reading about the Safe Spaces initiative that Naidisha has started to help these children talk about instances of sexual harassment and domestic abuse and also to educate them about children's rights. I have two questions. I wanted to know, first of all, when and how did you identify that this was a problem in the colony without, you know, being too intrusive?
So as part of, you know, being in the community where there is very little awareness about child rights and, you know, sexual harassment and protection of children against sexual assaults and stuff like that, you know, because you would see change in children's behaviors and you knew there was something wrong. And they would start missing school, regular children, and you would have children who would come with bruises on their bodies. So when you noticed all that, you knew that they were probably being harassed and sometimes the parents knew about it and sometimes parents were not even aware what was happening to their children. That's why we created this program called Create Safe Spaces.
And my second question is, you know, this is a very sensitive topic, especially for children to open up about, discuss openly. And it is very natural for them to, you know, shut themselves and not really talk about these problems. So how easy or difficult was it for them to trust you?
The first time we had these workshops, it took 5 months for children to start talking to us. And when the child started talking to us, that's when we got the parents involved to tell them that you realize that your children are going through some things which is going to impact their growth and they will not grow up normally unless you help them address these issues.
And I think with that, we can conclude this lovely conversation. Thank you so much, Mrs. Seth, for joining us today.
All right. So thanks so much, Anjita, for your time. God bless you.
This was Seema Seth, founder of the NGO Naidisha, and you were tuned into News and Views, the Quince podcast series where we introduce you to some of the greatest minds across different fields through in-depth interviews. Thank you for listening. And do check out some of the other amazing podcasts that we have to offer on the Quince podcast page.
At Giant Eagle, you may have spotted the Stacker. With uncanny MyPerks ability, she stacks up the perks to choose either dollars off or up to 20% off her entire grocery bill. The Stacker, stacking up huge savings with MyPerks. Find your My Personality and transform your shopping into free gas and groceries. Full details at GiantEagle.com/MyPerks. Perks cannot be earned or redeemed on select items. Restrictions apply.